At 6:06, it is mostly clear and 80 degrees in Tulsa. We have an excessive heat warning posted now through Friday with a high expected today of 96. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Deeply, deeply disappointed is how Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker describes tribal reaction to the Supreme Court decision in the Baby Veronica case. The court decided in favor of the presumptive adoptive parents in the custody battle with Veronica's biological father, Dustin Brown, a Cherokee tribal member. The decision has far-reaching implications for the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Keeping Veronica Brown with her family is what is best for her, her family, the Cherokee Nation, and all of Indian Country.
Now, Chief Baker made only a brief statement on the court ruling, and he took no questions yesterday from reporters at Tahlequah. A tribal spokesperson says Veronica will remain in her father's care while the case returns to South Carolina's courts. Now, NPR has a special on all of the Supreme Court rulings that are coming down. That is tonight at 7 here on KWGS. The Owosso city manager is out of a job. The city council there accepted the resignation of Rodney Ray last night after a 55-minute closed-door session. Ray has been in hot water lately. He's been charged with writing a hot check and then filing a false crime report. The National Education Association opens its annual conference in Atlanta. Representing Oklahoma is the president of the Oklahoma Education Association, Linda Hampton. She says education funding on a national level, as well as here in Oklahoma, will be a major topic.
We are having issues with underfunding. You know, since 2008, we have lost $213 million in funding, and yet we've gained 30,000 more students.
She says something is going to have to give. Hampton says the state legislature cannot simply keep expecting teachers to do more with less. Tulsa police have arrested a Northside pastor. He was accused of impregnating a 15-year-old girl. 54-year-old Gregory Hawkins was arrested. He's now out on bond. He's the pastor of the Zion Fellowship Ministries. That church also operates a daycare center. The DHS has stepped in to make sure that the children there are safe. A special task force looking at jail overcrowding recommends an independent analysis of the costs of operating the David Moss Center here in Tulsa.
Task force members want answers to several questions regarding jail operations. Tulsa City Councilor Karen Gilbert is on the task force.
We're looking at how an inmate is categorized when they're booked, how long it takes for booking, and how long the prisoner stays.
The recommendation for an independent analysis goes to the Tulsa County Criminal Justice Authority next. The ultimate goal is to ensure the financial stability of the Moss Center and address chronic overcrowding. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma has executed a man in the 2001 rape and murder of his girlfriend's mother. The State Pardon and Parole Board had recommended that Brian Darrell Davis have his sentence reduced to life without parole, but Governor Fallon rejected that request. The 39-year-old died last night at the state prison at McAllister. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning through Friday. Otherwise, sunny and very hot. A high today of 98. Tonight, it'll be partly clear, down to 76 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, even hotter with a high of 99. Friday, sunshine and 98. On Saturday, it'll be milder with a high of 93. Right now in Tulsa, it is partly clear and we're at 80 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.